This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, November 27th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has a conversation with the CEO of Arkansas Children's Hospital. Plus, after Fayetteville residents voted yes, yes, yes in a recent special election, we find out what's next for the projects those bonds will finance.
And we experiment with a new smartphone app that selects a color palette based on a specific song.
But first, the Razorback football team will be playing fewer games in the state's capital. The University of Arkansas and Little Rock's War Memorial Stadium held a press conference yesterday to announce changes to their contract. The Razorbacks will now play one game per year in Little Rock instead of the previously scheduled two. The contract also extends an extra 2 years through the 2018 season. Though the university will save money through the new agreement, UA Athletics Director Jeff Long says the decision is based on scheduling issues, not money.
You know, I think approximately when you figure in everything all considered, you know, it'll be about between $900,000 and $1 million more to our revenues. But I do want to say that was not the focus of our conversations and our partnership. It was really trying to solve these scheduling issues that we have. And it really wasn't financially motivated at all.
Long says other non-athletic events must also be considered when scheduling, and two games per year was becoming difficult to manage. In addition, he says fan attendance is important in both Fayetteville and at War Memorial Stadium.
The home field advantage is very important to a football team, so having a packed stadium, creating that crowd noise is important too. Whether we're playing on campus or here at War Memorial Stadium, that's important to us. So, you know, we're going to continue to encourage our fans to come out and work with Kevin in the future to bring more fans to War Memorial Stadium. So I think that's part of our partnership that we'll work on going forward.
Part of the agreement includes the University of Arkansas paying War Memorial Stadium $400,000 for the next 3 years in order to offset expected revenue from previously scheduled games.
About a year before Election Day, a new poll shows the race for governor of Arkansas is very tight among party frontrunners. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas says the survey was conducted by a firm that primarily works with Democrats, but is considered reputable.
The Mike Ross campaign released to some of its heavy fundraising contributors a poll that shows that the race is virtually a dead heat. It shows Asa Hutchinson with 46% of the support, 44% for Mike Ross. This is from 800 respondents in the poll. That is statistically a dead heat and shows that this governor's race is very competitive, like many of the other polls that we've seen, both public and private, that have come to the forefront.
A couple of other points. Hutchinson, who has run three statewide elections, leads in name recognition 76-60. But among those surveyed and familiar with both, Ross leads by 9 points.
The U.S. military has a sizable impact on the Northwest Arkansas economy. According to the City Wire, a new report by the Northwest Arkansas Council puts the U.S. military's impact on the area's economy at more than $150 million. The veterans' health care system of the Ozarks represents much of that economic impact, with more than $134 million going toward annual payroll for the health system, which includes the VA hospital in Fayetteville and 6 community health clinics. $33 million annually also comes from the Veterans Health Administration for veterans to receive medical services at non-affiliated hospitals. In addition to healthcare-related impacts, the Arkansas National Guard in Benton and Washington counties spends $31 million annually on operational costs, and roughly 7% of the two counties' population is military veterans. As recognition of the military presence in the area, the Northwest Arkansas Council has invited the Arkansas National Guard's 142nd Fires Brigade to join the council.
Northwest Arkansas natives are likely already aware of the employment growth in the metro area during the past several years. Now, the United States Conference of Mayors is taking notice. In its report on metro area economies, the Northwest Arkansas metro area, which includes Washington, Benton, and Madison counties in Arkansas, and McDonald County, Missouri, was ranked 6th in terms of total non-farm employment growth rates. According to the report, Northwest Arkansas grew 4.2% from 2012 to 2013, While the report listed the Midland, Texas metro area as the fastest growing metro, with 36.3% year-over-year employment growth. In terms of employment growth projections for 2014, the two metro areas are tied for third place at 3.4% behind Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Naples, Marco Island, Florida.
Razorback Transit in Fayetteville will be changing one of its routes starting next week. On Monday, the TAN route will have an additional bus driving afternoon hours on weekdays in an attempt to improve on-time performance while navigating traffic and congestion along Weddington Drive. The adjustment means full-service buses will run every 18 minutes between 7 and 11 a.m., every 34 minutes from 11 a.m. to 1:20 p.m., and every 18 minutes from 2:20 p.m. to 6 o'clock.
Two officials with area colleges are receiving recognition for serving their respective institutions. Mark Horn, Vice Chancellor for University Relations at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, has been given the Lifetime Membership Award by the Arkansas Association of College and University Business Officers. Horn was presented the award in appreciation of dedicated service and outstanding leadership in Arkansas higher education for more than a decade. Horn has been with the college in various administrative roles since 1992 and plans to retire in June. Meanwhile, Mary Hatfield Lowe, the coordinator for the Northwest Arkansas Community College's American Bar Association approved paralegal studies program, has been elected to the American Association for Paralegal Education Board of Directors. Lowe will be director for the organization's South Central region. The association is the nation's largest and continually operating organization dedicated to promoting quality paralegal education and has more than 400 member institutions.
Cleared tonight with lows from 17 in northwest Arkansas to 20 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny with highs around 50 degrees tomorrow, but wind chill values will be between 7 and 17 degrees early in northwest Arkansas. Expect mostly clear conditions tomorrow night with lows from 20 in northwest Arkansas to 25 in the Arkansas River Valley.